Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 181. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Woohoo!
And Jeff. And Don.
Yeah!
Alright, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but...
Excitement, 2014.
I think maybe...
Happy New Year!
There we go. It is the New Year, 2014. My New Year is starting off with a bunch of snow outside. So
me too. We got a nice dusting over here.
Yeah, I get a little more than a dusting. So it's like, I get 3 inches outside right now.
Oh, you have three inches.
Well, I mean, like since it only started 3 hours ago or so, it's a pretty good chunk.
Still going too, huh?
Yeah, it won't end till sometime tomorrow morning.
Nice.
But I won't have anywhere near as much as Jeff.
Yeah,
so
do
you have up north, you guys have like work tomorrow, assuming that continues?
Snow day?
I don't know if you guys have snow days up north. I know
sure.
This is way off topic.
We do in DC. Yeah.
Okay.
When I lived in Vermont, we never had snow days.
My company is like taking this policy where they just never close anymore. So
nice.
It's basically like you can not come in. That's cool, but that's vacation day. My kids wouldn't have school, but I'm actually off anyway because I took off to get my car fixed, which might not happen now. But and the kids might be home too. But that's all right. Yeah, we get snow days.
Okay.
The kids do here, at least.
Jeff doesn't, because the mail always runs, right?
Well, there was like a snow a couple years ago in February. I want to say it's February 2011. Chicago had it real bad. Like, you're talking 2 feet of snow in one night.
Whew.
And I asked people at the office here, and they're like, well, some people made it to work, but the trucks delivering the mail couldn't get here, so we had to send whoever made it home.
Nice.
So, yeah, weather can shut shit down. I remember the whole city was shut down. Like, my work, you know, like, the whole mall that I worked at was shut down.
So, wait, you just told us that whole thing about neither snow nor sleet nor yada, 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 that's not true?
It's true, but, I mean, sometimes... But
you just said it wasn't true.
Well, what if there's like, an earthquake? You can't, like, you know...
So you can.
Pansy ass man.
Well, I mean, to be fair... I don't think that's part of that creed.
Like, I'm just saying.
Nor earthquake or zombie attack. We will deliver your mail.
We do what we can.
I really think Jeff should be like like Kevin Costner in The Postman. And then just like,
I gotta watch that movie now.
So bad. it's cheesy fun. It's also like 4 hours long, but.
Nice.
Yes, it's all about you. Post-apocalyptic postman.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it takes place in, like, a destroyed world.
For some reason, I thought it took place at the beginning of, like, the postal service and shit. Like,
no.
He finds, like, a bag of mail in the wilderness, pretends he's a postman from the newly reformed United States.
What?
That's the premise of the movie.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotta see it.
One, they made a movie that. Two, Kevin Costner was in it.
Kevin Costner, I think, wrote and directed it.
Oh,
he had
man.
A stretch there, the own Waterworld poster.
Yeah.
That is just great.
He had too much power for a while.
Yeah, it was like after Dances with Wolves, he thought he could do anything he wanted.
Then he found
I like him.
True.
Yeah.
Waterworld was cool. I liked
really
it as a kid.
Waterworld was an awful movie.
Okay. I haven't watched it as an adult. But as a kid, I was like, that's kind of neat.
Let's make out underwater because my ears have gills. Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
I've seen it more recently. Don and Tony's right. It is bad. But I'm with you. Like, the concept of, like, the entire Earth being covered in water. There being floating cities. And for some reason, Kevin Costner having gills was kind of cool. But yeah, like if you watch it now,
kid,
it's pretty atrocious.
I'm sure. My parents are probably like, "What were they thinking?" And I'm like, "Yeah, this is kind of cool. I like it."
Yeah, that was a huge.
Ah, young Don, so naive.
Old Don.
So how did everybody's holidays go?
Good.
I got games.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Rise, so someone doesn't like me.
How is that?
Who got you Rise?
No, actually, my in-laws gave me some money to get a game of my choosing, and I chose Rise. So I don't actually like myself, but it's actually not that bad. I favor Chris. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb. The story is like lame, and very cliche, and the history is all mixed up. But I mean, it's slashing people is fun.
It is fun.
It's a spectacle game. I keep calling it Swords of Duty, because it's basically that. It's Call of Duty with swords. You move on from like action fighting? Set piece to action set piece, and that's the whole game.
It's better than the new Call of Duty.
Wow, man, squad mode.
No, like, I mean, I like the multiplayer in Rise too, but I finished the single player campaign of Ghosts over the break, and
it's not great.
That game is so bad.
I didn't start it.
I don't know, you know, I bought it on a whim because I'm like, oh, I haven't bought Call of Duty in a while. I should have just bought Black Ops 2 from everything I've heard.
Black Ops 2 was good.
Yeah, it's fun. I was just playing that like an hour ago with my buddy.
I mean, from a campaign perspective, I thought it was really good. But yeah, like multiplayer. I think Ghost, I'm still playing Ghost multiplayer, but.
And Ghost probably was better than Black Ops 2, like multiplayer-wise, but.
Was it really?
I think so.
What system are you playing Ghost on, Chris?
I play it on Xbox One.
Okay. Because I'm about to have it, right, Don?
Yeah, once I mail it.
Okay.
I haven't done that
Xbox
yet.
One, or...
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can play.
We also need to play Battlefield 4, which apparently works.
Yeah, sure. Good. Maybe?
The whole time I'm playing Black Ops 2, I'm like, man, I really wish we were playing Battlefield 4.
So I also started Battlefield 4 yesterday.
Oh, isn't that campaign terrible?
Yeah, well, that's what I started playing. So I'm still not sure if the bug where if you go into multiplayer, it deletes your single player save. So I'm like avoiding that because I heard that the single player campaign is really short. Yeah, it's really bad.
I like how they added the car scene because that was not cool. You know, in Medal of Honor Warfighter, if I recall, I think that was the one where there was a car scene, and it was kind of cool.
You actually drove.
Right. And in this game, it wasn't very good.
Well, in if I remember correctly from Medal of Honor, the game controlled kind of like a Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Driving.
Yeah, this one not so much.
Well, this one controls using the sticks. Like, you have to push the left stick forward to go, and it was really weird.
Yeah. All around weird. I was like, oh, that's not cool. I stopped shortly after that. But
you like made it through the first mission and then you were done.
No, I think I played two missions, two or three missions.
Oh, so you got through like the hotel bit. And...
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's that's been a while. That game's stuck.
No.
It's pretty. It's really pretty.
Wait, what the hell are we talking about?
Battlefield 4. Ghost isn't pretty.
No, it's not.
No, not even on
even
Xbox
on
One.
Xbox One, it's not.
I mean, it's okay. It looks okay. It looks like Call of Duty. Battlefield, though. Like, I mean, DICE's tech is really cool. Like, I mean, they do some really cool things with lighting and destructibility. And Call of Duty looks like Call of Duty. Like, there's a corridor, walk down it, shoot people. Anyway, so what else? You got Rise. Anything else, Tony?
I got Zoo Tycoon.
Okay.
Which is, like, the one game I played on Xbox One that actually uses the Kinect in a, like, interesting way.
Right.
I was making faces at a chimpanzee, and it was, like, imitating me. Like, I would wink, and it would wink, and I would smile, and it would smile, and I put my hands on my head, and it would put its hands on its head.
Was it, like, looking in a mirror?
Was it like, no.
I had to, because you're thinking that about yourself, I'm sure.
No, never. But you can put your hand out and like feed giraffes and stuff. It's the one game where you're like, oh, I can actually move and do stuff, and the Kinect will actually pay attention to that. As opposed to every other game, which just uses some paltry voice commands.
Yeah.
Which this also does. You can navigate through the game menus using your voice, but the actual strategy element of the game, like building your zoo, I thought was really easy. Like it was not a utterly in-depth strategy game. But I suppose building all that Kinect stuff in kind of balanced that out. If you were in for like a hardcore zoo strategy sim, this is not it.
Do your kids like it?
This is the funny part. My son will not watch it.
Why?
He's terrified of it.
No. It's like, all right, Alex, let's go build a zoo. And he's like, no, Daddy, I want to build a zoo with blocks.
Nice.
I don't want to build a zoo on the TV.
I don't want no virtual animals.
No, he wants real. He wants to play with the plastic animals.
Nice.
He wants to like throw at me or whatever.
It's like, I want to build a real zoo.
Yeah, one he can touch.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because I wanted the game so that I could like play and we could like build the zoo together, and it just didn't work out.
Oh well.
Mike kid hates me. He hates me.
Did the game make you feel feelings?
No, not really.
You don't feel for the little animals?
No.
Probably feel
little baby animals. You can like breed your animals together and like, you know,
what?
Build a population of animals. Like breed, you can like breed like colors and like there's an element of like going through and putting the right animals together and seeing what happens.
Nice. So you can buy like different shades of colors of animals or what? Like how does that work?
You can, so basically you buy animals and they get sent to your zoo, and you have like a choice. It's like, it's a tiger and then a Siberian tiger and then the various like, individual Siberian tigers, and you can like pick which ones you want and like throw them into enclosures and see what happens. Open up your breeding center, get your like breeding expert to like, I don't know.
Are there like a bunch of animals?
Oh yeah. And the more you play, the more you unlock.
So, like how many birds are, I mean, are there just like a ton of birds? Like can you have like a virtual rainforest?
I am not sure how many different kinds of birds there are. I was paying attention to some of the other stuff. Like there's like, you know, 8 different kinds of tiger, that kind of
nice.
So, but when you start off, you can only like get 1 or 2. And your zoo needs to get like prestige for you to unlock the other ones.
So if you want like a Siberian tiger, you need to like keep moving up the chain or whatever.
If I remember correctly, Siberian tiger is one of the early ones.
Okay.
The other ones are more rare.
Bengal tiger.
Like a white Bengal tiger.
Right. That kind of stuff.
Sounds awesome. Dude, I really
is
want
it published it.
It's a Microsoft Studios game.
Really?
They're the publisher. I can't remember who the developer is.
You know what? Little tiny tangent. I saw a thing, it was on Game Informer the other day, like top 10 like franchises Microsoft should bring back, and I just like remember this now. Viva Pinata was one of them, and they were like, you know, they made a case saying like, you know, with the new Kinect, it would be a really great game to bring back for it. And yeah, I don't know, just throwing that out there.
The developer is Blue Fang Games, who has done all of the Zoo Tycoon games.
Hmm.
So,
I'm sold. Like, I want it.
It's like it's the one game I play where I'm like, yeah, I have an Xbox One, and that's why I have this game, as opposed to the rest of them, where it's just like, all right, I have an Xbox One, I got to get something to play on it.
Yeah.
I guess now there's that and Forza, which I really want both of those. So.
Even Forza, like there's not a single game out for the next gen consoles other than probably Zoo Tycoon, which is like, oh, it's a next gen experience. It's something I couldn't have on the previous console.
Yeah, I mean like Don's kind of perfect example of this. He's playing GT6 on PS3. I'm playing both. I'm playing that and Forza 5, but I mean Forza looks better than GT6, but That's about it. Like, it's only graphically, it's only a graphical improvement. It's not like this could only be on next gen.
I think that social, that car friend ghost thing, you know, I think that's kind of
Drivatar.
Yeah, I think that's, and that may be completely retarded. I don't know, but
I don't know. The word itself is retarded, but
yeah. I mean, I smoke these days, Gran Turismo.
I don't know how great the AI is. Definitely more aggressive in Forza than it is in, like, in Gran Turismo. You're basically racing against the clock.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, there's just blocks that are, like, the other drivers are just blocks that are in your way. You have to move around them. In Forza, there's definitely more of that multiplayer feel. Where it also makes it a little more chaotic, especially in the early going, where everybody just kind of goes into the corner.
Nice.
It's all kind of bumper car-ish, but, which isn't real racing, but you definitely do get to feel that it's a little more realistic. But even then, I don't know if that could, because that's just taking data from you playing and making, like, a profile for you to be used on your friend's systems. I don't know if, like, that's something that, I'm pretty sure that could be something done outside of that.
Oh, just to correct myself, by the way, it's Frontier Games made the new Zoo Tycoon. Blue Fang Games made the Zoo Tycoon before, and they were closed down by Microsoft.
Frontier is the ones that I think they made Kinect the Moles and Disneyland Adventures.
They also did the Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Okay.
Kinect the Moles.
This is their first, like.
What was that, Don?
Oh, I said Kinect the Moles look cool too, if I remember right.
I mean, as far as, like, you know, using the Kinect and playing with that.
This looks way better though. This Zoo Tycoon game.
It's more of a game.
Like, yeah.
I mean, just from
I'll
what,
just tell you
so
this.
Yep.
I'll buy Xbox One if they make Viva Pinata.
You're gonna buy Xbox One anyway.
I will at one point. I'll get both of them at one point.
We know this, Jeff. You don't need to pretend. We're your friends.
I'm only in agreement with that about half this list, Jeff.
Although, you see the list?
Yeah.
You throw in, like, Battletoads, Conker.
All right, Battletoads suck. Did you ever play a Battletoads game?
Yeah, I played it on it.
They were all insanely hard. Like, you couldn't get past, like, the third level.
But they had a lot of personality, like, in good graphics at the time.
They did have
I got a ton of personality out of those three levels I played.
Well, those are a lot of games for me. Like, Kid Icarus, I think I only ever played the first level over and over. But that fucking music just made it cool.
Blue Dragon was the worst published Microsoft RPG from the Xbox 360 days.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Blue Dragon.
I played a little bit of it. It seemed like all those other stupid RPGs.
It was worse.
Nice.
Conker, alright, you can bring back Conker. I'm fine with that.
New Banjo platformer? Like, that'll sell me on the system. That'll make me want to get the system.
Crimson Skies would be okay, I guess. It's not something I need, but. Don would buy it. Don would buy it for that.
Done.
Crimson Skies was big back in the day.
I don't know if I want a new Crackdown.
Not after the last
one. You like those games, don't you?
I like the first Crackdown. Then they released two, and it was basically Crackdown 1 with zombies. And it was like, this is dumb. It was the exact same city.
Saints Row 4 does everything.
Yeah, it was the exact same map.
Nice.
Black and white. Okay, they're already doing a black and white, new black and white game, but it's called Goddess.
Is that made by the same people?
No, it's Peter Molyneux's new game.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And it's a god game where you create a world.
Right.
It's the same thing. There's no animal as far as I know. I haven't played. I have it. I haven't played it yet.
I could do for another Lost Odyssey though.
Lost Odyssey is fine. That was solid.
What else is on there?
Mech Assault. Yes.
I don't want
Assault. We could bring back.
That was a good game.
Love those games.
Those are big on the PC, right? Or am I thinking of Mech Warrior?
That's Mech Warrior. Mech Assault.
Okay. That was MicroProse, right?
Original Xbox.
I don't know, if they brought back even just Banjo and Viva Pinata, Like, I don't know why they don't make Rare make more of those games. Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Because they didn't everyone sell. At Rare who developed like that is long gone.
They made Viva Piñata. That wasn't that long ago.
That was like 2006, wasn't it?
And they made a sequel. I don't know. It was pretty early on, but they made a sequel, like, I don't know, 2008, 2009, and it was great. Like, so they could still do really charming games like that. Instead, they're making them do, I don't know, what, Kinect Sports or whatever?
Mm-hmm. I want that game. Where is that game? What happened to that?
Kinect Sports?
The new Kinect,
Kinect Sports Rivals. It's coming.
Yes, I want it. When is it supposed to release? It doesn't have a release date right now.
It's supposed to release when the system launched.
Yeah.
I want to play that, though. The Kinect Sports games are actually pretty good. I mean, as far as, you know, Kinect Sports games go.
Right.
Trouble in Paradise, which was the Viva Pinata sequel, was 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not that long ago. Not, like, unless there was, like, a mass exodus after that. Like, I don't know.
I'd be okay with them bringing a Viva Pinata back, but I think the reason we haven't seen that is because it didn't sell.
Yeah, I don't know how it did. I mean, it can't be a huge budget, like, on those games, so I don't know. I mean, it made enough for them to make part two, right? So.
Well, but they had invested a lot into that series, because I don't know if you guys remember, there was a cartoon.
Yeah, I used to
watch it. Here
you go, Jeff. So after, there were two games. There was the new Viva Pinata, and there was Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah.
I think Jeff wants, like, an actual...
Despite solid reviews, those Microsoft titles sold worse than expected. As a result, Microsoft decided to restructure the studio. Key employees quit or were fired around this time.
That's a shame.
Well, that's first of all, like, Nuts and Bolts, I thought it was an okay game, but...
It's not a Banjo game.
They expected it to sell, yeah, and yeah, that too. Like, exactly.
It has Banjo, but it's not a, like, that is not a core Banjo game. That is.
It's kind of sad when Microsoft was attempting to do, like, something that was, you know, innovative and different and didn't work out.
Right. that actually put them, like, on that bad kind of spiral, actually, from there, where they kind of stopped producing, like, new games outside of Gears and Halo and Fable.
Right.
And Forza.
They're not going to try.
I mean, I think they're back to it now. Like, I mean, we definitely got some cool, interesting, maybe not great games, but they're definitely trying things with stuff like Rise and...
Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah, Zoo Tycoon and Max and the Curse of the Brotherhood. And just, granted, it's a $15 game. Not great, but a decent, like, 2D platformer, so... I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to... I'm certainly not going to say, Jeff, like, don't make new games for the Xbox.
They have to, man.
Like, I don't think they're ever going to be like Sony, though, where they just kind of throw money out there, like, and make games, and then... I mean, like, that's kind of Sony's problem, right? Is they make all these, like, really cool games, but nobody buys them because nobody knows they're out there.
But that's what I wonder, though. How big a budget do you think Sly Cooper or Ratchet is? I bet you it's not that big compared, you know, to some games. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you gotta look at, like, Ratchet, too. Like since A Crack in Time, there hasn't been, like, a core, like, full-fledged Ratchet game. Like, even the new one is kind of like half a game. So,
well, and then they priced it correctly as well. I heard it was like old school Ratchet.
It's a core Ratchet game, but it is like half a Ratchet game. Like, there's only like four or five worlds in it, and, which isn't bad. It's cool.
That sounds great. I need to figure it out.
But remember, Insomniac also, they're independent of Sony. Like, Sony doesn't own them. They own Ratchet, yeah, but they don't own them. So they're kind of free to do what they want. I don't know. I mean, Sony definitely dumps a ton of money into those Quantic Dream games. Like, those have high budgets.
Why?
Hey, you like them.
I do, but...
Heavy Rain was big.
I don't know. like, I liked Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain, but I'd almost rather see games like Sly Cooper or, like, The Puppeteer or Tearaway get more, like, a higher profile than them putting so much money into getting, like, Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe in a game, which they obviously had to pay them a ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with...
I don't know. I think everybody should just be like Star Citizen and get people to give them $37 million. I keep sitting here. I don't like early access, but I keep sitting here going, I should buy a ship.
Which one?
I hate early access too. I was like making fun of it on Twitter, and then I went ahead and I bought Prison Goddess. Architect and oh. GOTIS. I got both of them.
Prison Architect, at least though, is kind of it's almost finished. Like
right, it's almost out of alpha.
Yeah,
it's
almost out of alpha. Almost in the beta. Almost.
So close.
So what do you guys like? I mean, Tony just kind of like lent his hand there, but what do you guys think of like early access stuff? Because there's a lot of it out there.
I like it. I'm all for it. I mean, it's, as long as the game finishes, which right, I assume it is. I mean,
that's the kicker.
I haven't heard of a game coming to early access and not finishing. You know, like just getting pulled.
But I haven't heard of a game from early access actually finishing though.
I think I've seen two. I don't remember their names, but I think I've seen at least one though.
Because like the big ones that I know of, Prison Architect and Kerbal right. Space Program, are still in early access.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's neat. I only have a couple of them, but
some of my worries with that too is like you get invested in it now, and then when it comes out, you're not going to want to go back and play it. Like
it's true.
Like something like I've been looking at. There's a few of them. Rust.
That game looks good.
Nether. Starforge. Like it's a bunch of like first person, kind of survival, build your own world type games. That all look really cool, but I'm afraid to like jump in and play them because by the time they're actually completed, like I'm gonna have moved on to other shit.
Right. But I mean, you've paid for it. You've got your time out of it. I mean, unless they just add something like drastic or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't really see a point to going back and playing it more after it officially launches unless they add like a lot more shit. I don't know.
But I mean, like some of this, like stuff like Rust, which actually looks really cool, like it's very much like they are every day just changing things and like, what's going on there might not even be the core game when it's finished. Which I guess is something that's a problem you get when you're like an alpha, like they're really just trying things out.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird system that we're moving towards. Where nothing is actually finished.
Yeah. At this point, it's worse than buying a full game and getting a patch at release. It's one of those, You're getting a game like a year or two before it actually comes out, probably.
Right.
At least you know it.
What else you guys get? Anything else? Any other gaming things for the holidays? I didn't really get any gaming stuff for the holidays, so.
I bought some Lego games.
What
Jeff
did you buy?
I bought Castle of Illusion, and I bought NES Remix. I don't know if we ever talked about those.
No, tell us about that.
Which one?
Well, I'm most interested in NES Remix, but you tell us about Castle Illusion too if you want.
NES Remix is, I think it's a little overpriced. It's $15 on Wii U, and it basically takes a lot of Nintendo-made games from the NES and breaks them down into like little bite-sized like WarioWare bits. So it'll just, like essentially, like, you know, there'll be a Legend of Zelda area, and you can basically go through Legend of Zelda in like 5 minutes playing all the big moments from it. Mm-hmm. And then the more of these like little challenges you complete, etc., you get stars, and the stars unlock remix levels. And for instance, there'll be like a Mario Brothers level, like original Super Mario Brothers level, where Mario's constantly running, like you have no control over his movement, and you have to try to make it.
Just becomes like a constant runner, like that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like, you know, and there's like stuff from, you know, all sorts of different games. They probably should have had more, it feels like they missed some NES games that Nintendo did that they could have thrown in there. But then again, they could always make NES Remix too, I guess.
Right.
Downloadable content.
It's fun though, like, especially if you grew up on those games, it's really cool. Like, especially like the Legend of Zelda one was a thrill for me, cause it's like, I think I've beaten Ganon once in real life, like, playing through the whole game. And here to just go right to it within 10 minutes was, you know.
That does sound pretty cool. You said it's $15 though, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, you get about, I think it's like, they said it's like 200 different challenges, so, I don't know.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and I got Castle. Go. Yeah. I'd say, dude, you'd like it, I think.
And then you got Castle of Illusion?
Yeah, which is like a remake of the Genesis game. I think of the same name. I think it's the same name.
Sure.
Mickey Mouse game.
Yeah.
And they put a little bit more into it, it seems like, than the DuckTales one. Nothing against the DuckTales one. I love that one as well. But this was like, there's parts of it that, you know, it's mostly 2D, but there's parts that are 3D. There's like a little hub world, kind of like, you know, in Mario 64, or a lot of platformers. The only thing, like, and it's fun, I liked it a lot, but the only thing, like, I will say about it is it's really, really short. Like, it's a game that a lot of people I know would finish in one sitting. It took me, like, maybe two sittings.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. It's on sale, though. I don't know if it still is, but it was on sale on PSN for $375 for Plus members.
That's
which
not bad.
At that price, like, if you like platformers, like, go get it, you know. And then, you know, I think we already talked about all the Black Friday games I got, so I've been working through those, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought whenever I said, Jeff got a lot of games. I remembered your picture of all your fucking Black Friday games.
Yeah. I still haven't gotten through, like, most of them, so... Oh, and I'm playing Hitman, which is awesome.
Are you good at the stealth parts? Like, can you make it through without being seen? Or?
No.
No absolution?
Yeah. It's a great game. Like, I really like the whole, like, scoring system to it, the way it'll kind of compare you, like, how you're doing to other people. I haven't tried out the contracts mode, but I think that's just, like, pure... I think it's, like, the same thing, but no story. Just, hey, go...
So it's just, like, challenges. Like, here's a level, do it.
Yeah, you know, see how you stack up against your friends and whatnot. Yeah.
And Don, you said you got Lego Marvel?
Oh yeah, my kids got Lego Marvel.
Yeah.
That game's great.
Yeah? Yeah, I like that. Tony, you played it too, right?
I adore that game.
Yeah, it's really
good. Yeah. That story is just hilarious. I'm probably halfway through. My son's already beaten it and collected, I think he's like 50-something percent through with the game.
Oh, wow.
Him and, well, you know, Christmas break, him and his brother, two kids have just been playing that, like, nonstop. They got Disney Infinity as well, and Epic Mickey 2, I think, and all they play is Lego Marvel.
Oh, so they haven't really even cracked into the Disney Infinity stuff?
No, they played it a little bit, but he's hooked on that, and it's like, every day I come home, he's like, I got Ghost Rider today. Like, oh, cool.
What's good though is that like you got these other games for him, so when he does finally finish that, he has this other stuff to fall back on, or Disney Infinity should take him quite a bit too, because I mean that's like 3 8-hour games just in the base set.
So. Yeah, my youngest was playing that today. So, but I've been playing Lego Marvel. I've been liking it a lot. So that's really it.
Yeah, I didn't get much gaming stuff, or any gaming stuff, actually. I did get the White House in Legos.
Oh, ooh. Nice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I do find, Chris, that no one tends to give me gaming stuff because they're, like, afraid I have it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife, actually, she just didn't want to give me anything game-related this year, which is fine.
You just don't deserve it.
I get enough.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, all I really wanted was a second Xbox controller, but I guess I'll have to get that on my own.
How much are they?
$60. It's like the cost of a game. That's for both the DualShock 4 and the Xbox One controller, so.
It's not too far off what it was last gen.
Yeah, I think there were, what, 50 last gen, so... Whatever. Well,
DualShocks were like 55.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Not too bad.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean... Whatever. My son's really gotten into playing Peggle and Forza. So that's kind of cool.
Nice. Get him on the racing game, young.
Yeah, I don't know how good he is, but I don't like sitting there watching him play because I feel the need to tell him when he's doing it wrong, and I'd rather he just kind of explore it himself and figure it out.
Nice.
It's like no, don't do that.
Don't hit the wall. No. Oh,
God. Well, yeah, well, definitely with the driving. Like the first time he was doing it, I'm like, no, you're oversteering.
You're going in circles.
You're oversteering.
You're pushing too much to the left. Nope. Now you're pushing too much.
Oh God, right, you're hitting that line all wrong.
It's like, are you drunk? He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Stop yelling at me.
I hate this game.
Right. So I just like kind of let him play it. And then he's also played a little bit of Max and Curse of the Brotherhood, and like I'd rather he just figure that out on his own. Cause I'm like watching him like. No. You pull that piece up, and then you pull that vine down, and then he's not learning how to play it though. If I'm just telling him what to do,
right?
So. And that game's pretty cool in that the puzzles aren't very hard, but like they're all environment puzzles, so you kind of have to figure out exactly how to make things work, and and letting him figure that out on his own is
what game is that?
Warning, Max Curse of the Brotherhood. It's a like $15 Xbox One game.
Oh, okay.
Downloadable only. I think it's coming to Xbox 360 at some point next year, so.
Mm.
It's a Microsoft published game, though, so probably won't be seeing that on the Sony side of things. It's pretty good, though, you know, for what it is, and it's definitely more than what Sony's released since PS4 came out, so.
See, after the Vita, like, that's kind of what worried me was because, you know, the Vita launched with, like, a bunch of games, which the PlayStation really didn't. But, well, I guess about the same amount, about 20 games, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are definitely third-party games
right
on the PS4. So if you only have a PS4, like, and that's going to be your primary system for next-gen, yeah, there's plenty of stuff to play. It's just not Sony stuff. It's not exclusive stuff.
Right.
Yeah, Microsoft definitely has them beat, at least early on right now, with that stuff. Oh, well. Yeah, that's it, though. No other gaming stuff for me.
No!
So, looking back, how do you guys feel about our list? Anything that like, glaringly sticks out at you guys from our top 10?
I liked that Tomb Raider 1, honestly.
Yeah, I was a fan of that as well.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good choice. It wasn't like, I feel like the last few years we've always gone with the obvious choice.
Yeah, Tomb Raider, definitely not obvious. I think Grand Theft Auto would probably have been the obvious choice.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought it was going to be.
Have you guys seen anywhere else give Tomb Raider Game of the Year? Like, I would be surprised if so, but... I think it's totally legit, and like, it makes sense because we all played it, and we all like really liked it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that Grand Theft Auto, or Tomb Raider, probably pretty high on a lot of sites. Like, if they do, like, a top 10 or something,
yeah.
I think it would make it in the top 5 but in a lot of sites. But I don't think any of them have given it one.
Well, we gave it the respect it deserves.
Yeah. It really does, and that's I don't think that's us being different. I mean, you know, it's such a good game, and it was released, especially when it was released, because it came out early in the year, and, you know, we all thought pretty high of it, even late in the year, after we played so many other games. That's really a testament right there.
Yeah. It's one that I plan to play again sometime soon, probably.
I'm going to play it again, because the cool version is going to come out for Xbox One.
Ooh, maybe I'll wait. That one.
What's new about it? Is there anything?
I don't know.
Is it just better graphics?
Not much.
Apparently they've changed some stuff in the world. There's
Okay.
Like some alterations. I don't know.
Evidently the visuals, what they say, will actually look better than the PC version did, so I don't know what they're actually cleaning up either, but
I think I'll include all the DLC, but I'm pretty sure the DLC was for the multiplayer.
It was all multiplayer, yeah.
Yeah, except for one challenge tomb.
Oh, so they did add a tomb.
Which, ooh, one and two.
You know, they were a lot of fun though. Like, first, as short as they were, like,
yeah.
I actually liked, like, trying to find the tomb and then figure out the puzzles inside them. And then, I think Tony said this the day after we kind of came up with the top 10 list, but there are more Nintendo games on our 2013 top 10 list than made it onto our top 50 of the generation
yes.
list.
Yeah.
Well, they surprised me this year, or last year, honestly. I mean,
because you had more Nintendo games than even what we had on our top 10 list. So you had Pikmin.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else? I think I'm moving it, right? Just Pikmin.
But. Maybe Animal Crossing. Or Animal Crossing would have maybe been an honorable mention or something.
Right,
but.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, fuck Animal Crossing. Mario and Zelda, I did not expect a ton out of those games. I was just like, it's them being lazy. But those games are really good, especially Zelda.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this really surprised me on both of those.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Love of God, Nintendo.
Hopefully it's a sign of things to come. Hopefully they give me, like, an awesome... Give me Super Metroid 2. Give me that.
There you go.
I don't feel good about how those games sold, though.
No.
Especially Mario.
Wait, they didn't sell well?
Right?
Mario sold fewer copies than Europa Universalis 4 did.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's...
Really?
It was only like 250,000 copies in the first month.
That'll change, though.
Well, I mean, that is the thing about Mario, is that it's always had a good tail.
Right.
Because it's the game you tend to pick up if you're buying a system.
Right.
But it's usually sells pretty good out of the gate, too.
Right.
I don't know. The Galaxy games, I don't know if they did crazy numbers.
They didn't do crazy numbers. They did good. They did 6, 7, 8 million. Units on that stuff,
but again, much larger install base,
right?
For those titles,
like when you look at a quarter of a million units over what the install base is actually in the U.S., like that's not bad.
That's actually
a really good turnout. It's just
the install base is bad. That's
where it's bad. Is that the install base is awful? Like they actually have a pretty good conversion rate for Mario. It's just there's nobody has the goddamn system.
I think that will change a little bit. Like, I've seen some people picking it up here and there because of like the bundles and the price drops on it.
I think, though, they need more must-own titles for the system.
I mean,
you can't go an entire year and only release one.
I think
just the way it is.
Smash Bros. and
Mario Kart, those are two. Mario Kart is... That's a bigger title than like a core Mario game. So.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Smash Bros. Is coming out next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or this year, sorry.
This year. Yeah.
Sorry.
They're both coming out, I don't know when, but I thought it was first half.
Yeah, I have a feeling Smash will be later.
I've been, you know, kind of keeping up with that roster. Like, you know, they announce, like, new characters time to time, and I don't know. I haven't been really impressed. Like, it's all, like, the same thing. I don't understand why they're throwing such a big deal about it, I guess.
I don't know. No
curveballs yet, you know.
I'm not a Smash Brothers fan, so it's hard for me to like comment. But it's like people really, really like that franchise too, though.
Yeah.
No, it's huge. Like,
I used to love it. That was one of the first and very few midnight release parties I went to was the last Smash Brothers.
I went to that too.
Me and Carboni actually went together.
I tried to get into the last one. I like bought it and thought like play it with my kids, but like they just weren't into it at that point. But I think my son's more into games now than when the last Smash came out. But maybe he'll be into it this time. Like, you definitely need people to play against.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably get Mario Kart, but like it makes me kind of sad because neither of those games are like big games for me, so I hope that's not all Nintendo has for this year. Really be sad.
They're also
Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, I saw that. I forgot what it was exactly.
You didn't hear about that, Don?
Huh, what?
It's basically Zelda Dynasty Warriors.
What?
It's made by the Tecmo Koei, the Dynasty Warriors people, and it's gonna be Zelda.
What?
Set in Hyrule, and the name actually is not Hyrule Warriors. I think it's just a placeholder name.
What's it coming out on?
The Wii U.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Why are you making the Dynasty Warriors?
It's kind of one of my guilty pleasures.
See, I don't think I've ever played one. I don't know, though. That's just weird. What the fuck?
It does. Right? It sounds weird. Like, I really want it, though.
But it's so funny because when Nintendo does crazy things like this, people get on their case. But when they don't do crazy things like this, people get on their case. It's like they can't win. It's like, I don't know. I'm not against them trying something stupid and new. Like, if it works, it works. Sounds if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah. That sounds really cool. I was kind of hoping you'd say, like, 3DS or something.
Yeah, no. That's a Wii U title.
Fuck. I'm going to go have to buy a Wii U just fucking Zelda Dynasty Warriors.
Dynasty Warriors skin Zelda.
Sad.
Zelda skin Dynasty Warriors.
System seller.
I'll say this, if you get a Wii U at this point, there's more to play on it than Xbox One or PS4, really. I mean, and they're cheaper, so.
Wait, did you just say there's more to buy on a Wii U?
Than Xbox One or PS4? Yeah.
Not really one.
Until
yet.
March.
Sure.
You mean, like, exclusive stuff, right?
Like, what more is there to buy? Like, alright, name five games for Wii U that I have to buy right now.
Mario.
Pikmin, Mario.
Zombie U.
Zombie U. Yeah, I'd throw Zombie U in there.
I would not buy Zombie U ever.
Right, well, I mean, it's a very good game. Like, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah. I mean,
I would definitely recommend that to anybody getting a Wii U, though. It's actually the only... To me, it's the only game that actually showcases why you need the gamepad.
Great.
Yeah, it's too bad how bad that game did. I don't know. That's like at least three right there that to me are worth
it. I asked for five.
I think Mario and Mario, but both the
the 2D Mario.
Yeah, the 2D Mario and 3D Mario. I think they're both definite games that anybody with a Wii U should own.
The 2D Mario is the only one really that has me interested.
Well, you don't like 3D Mario, though. So.
I'm not big on 3D Marios.
It's the best game on the system, for sure, I'd say. I don't know. That's like, that's that right there. I'd say that's a good, you know. What else would I include? No, that's about it. I was going to say Rayman, but like you could get Rayman in anything.
Wind Waker HD, but that's a remake of a GameCube game, so... It's hard to go, you need to get this!
Yeah!
it's a very good version of that game.
Yeah. Okay, right. And then, you know, there are some third-party games, too. Like, I guess you could get them on other systems, but...
Well, I mean, there's, like, those weird games, too, like Wonderful 101. Like, not my type of game, but certain people really like it a lot.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Earl. He's really into that.
Earl.
Not my type of game.
I love
but...
Earl.
I like Earl.
I think Titanfall kind of eclipses that, and Infamous. Once either of them come out,
I don't think
really hard.
Neither of those eclipse Mario for me, or fucking Pikmin. Fuck that.
It's okay. No. Hold on. It's okay that you love Mario more, Jeff. I am not criticizing you for that.
I think Titanfall looks like really fun, but I don't know.
Sure.
I have to choose one or the other.
Well, yeah, if you were going to go, like, you could have Mario or you could have Titanfall. Don't know. It's like, do I take Fun in a Box?
I take Titanfall. I've had Mario. I've had Mario many times. Okay. That Mario gets around.
You make him sound a little slutty.
He is. Pants, Mario.
Oh, those challenge levels in Mario are so good, though. The baseball level, Jeff. Did you play that one?
No. Did I?
Yeah, there's one where you have to pick up it's like a baseball, and you have to throw it to get the star. And it's one of those ones where, like, the level is over in 10 seconds. So it's like, you have to, you go in, and you have to get the star within 10 seconds, and then once you do, it goes on to the next one.
Is this, like, a separate mode?
No, it's one of the challenge levels where it's like there's 5 stars on the level, and that's how you get the 5 stars. Like, in 50 seconds, you have, like, there's another one where it's like in 10 seconds, you have to, like, run an obstacle course and get to the star, you get the star, and then, it starts a new obstacle course. You know which one's
about? Yeah. Like, we have to get, like, through all 10 of the...
Yeah, there's one with a baseball where you're picking the baseball up and, like, throwing it and trying to hit the star with it, and it's really inventive the way it's done, and all those challenge levels, like those quick challenge levels, were fucking fantastic.
I'm gonna replay through that game once I'm done with Skylanders, because I feel like I like went too fast through it.
You blew through that game.
Yeah. Great game, but yeah, I kind of
did it wrong.
Do you feel a little sad that, like, Ni No Kuni didn't make the list? But it didn't have a place on our site's list. Like, you guys hadn't played it, and Jeff and I did not have it high enough on our list. That...
Yeah, and that's another one that, like, I haven't played that. Like, I was, like, maybe 6-7 hours in, and it's been so long since I played it, I probably have to restart. It sucks. Like, I just don't know what I'm doing in it anymore.
Yeah, well, that's with any JRPG. If you don't stick with it,
it sucks because I loved it. So
yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
All right. What about looking forward? Aside from Titanfall, what's everyone looking forward to?
South Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
Like you're still. Yep, you guys still. Are still like.
Still, yep.
I thought that. I think it's drawn down a little. Really,
it's yeah,
dwindled a little bit, but
dwindle your excitement more. Dwindle it more.
I want it to be really good because of South Park, yeah. But because it's Obsidian, like really like trying to temper my expectations for it.
I think it's gonna be awesome, dude.
I hope it's gonna be awesome. Yeah.
I thought Alpha Protocol was gonna be awesome. And I thought,
oh god.
Oh, did they do that?
Yeah.
They did.
I thought Dungeon Siege was going to be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Dungeon Siege 3 was going to be awesome, and it wasn't.
Why are you guys doing this to me now? What?
Fallout New Vegas was awesome. Come on.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I need to play that game more. That's a game that really deserves attention.
Fallout New Vegas?
Yeah.
I got about halfway through that, and I was like,
I never beat it. I got really far too. I just like I couldn't take the end of it. It was too much bullshit.
I got to Vegas.
Yeah, it's about as far as I got.
It's not that far. I mean, it's kind of far because you'd think it would be like pretty early on.
I wandered around a lot though.
But I played that game for like 15-20 hours before I got to Vegas.
Yeah,
what the hell's going on? And then you get there and they're like, now you have to leave again. Like, but this. I don't want to leave. Spent all this time trying to get here.
Did you do the sex robot mission?
Oh, I did.
I did not do that one.
Yet. I got really far. I actually beat that game, I think. I mean, I know.
I didn't beat it, because, like, at the end, they made you, like, go get factions and whatnot, and it was too much, like, I just wanted it to end, and too much bullshit.
The faction thing was a little weird, I gotta say.
Like, there was one, and, like, I was trying to, like, get this one group or whatever, and then, like, they're like, oh, you're such and such is not high enough. Like, you have to go level this up. I was like, you know what? Fuck this game. We got, like, a million other games coming up.
That's awesome. You know what? Fuck this game.
I liked it, though, a lot, but Let me throw out my only one that I'm really looking forward to, because I gotta go to the bathroom real quick, is Dark Souls 2. That's like the next one that is for sure buy.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but it's Dark Souls.
Nope.
I'm like, kind of. I like Dark Souls.
You don't. You're lying to me.
No, I do. I mean, I never made it very far into the game, despite putting like 35 hours into it.
Did you really?
Yeah, like I made it into like that area after the gargoyles.
Get the fuck out of here, 35 hours.
I grinded a lot trying to get a level up. Well, the first time I played it, like I got totally lost. Because you get to pick the special item you get. And I picked the key. Well, if you pick the key and you go down the elevator at the original place, like where the campfire is, if you go down the well, the elevator well, and you unlock the door there, you end up like in an area that you shouldn't be in for like a good long time.
Oh, the city underneath ground. I forgot the name of it. It's like Blight something.
Yeah, Blight Town.
Area is hard as fuck. Like when you get there proper, like
what the fuck? And, like I ended up there like early on, and I was just like banging my head against the wall because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
That area is really, really hard, dude.
And then finally, I quit trying to go there, and I walked up a path, and there was a goddamn dragon there that kept eating me. So like I spent a good like 5-6 hours just banging my head against the wall.
You were trying to fight the dragon.
Yeah.
Supposed to run from the dragon.
Did you get the sword off the dragon's tail at least?
I did, yeah.
That's like one of those things that.
Like 10 hours in, I finally got that sword.
That's key though, and like nothing in the game tells you can do that. You just had to like know from being online.
Yeah, you guys were all like stand under a bridge and shoot the dragon in the tail for like an hour and drop something.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I'm just like, I'm gonna stand here. All right, fine. Arrow. Hey.
It's just like it just magically appears in your inventory.
That sword is so much better than any, I don't know, the next 50 hours in that game. It's so important to get that damn thing.
And where I ended up actually kind of getting stuck is I made it to, I beat the gargoyles and I made it down underneath the, back where the goddamn, makes the weapons and shit, the weaponsmith or whatever.
Blacksmith guy.
Yeah, and I get down, you go down through this area, and you're in like a forest.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then you spiral down, and you end up at a lake.
Yeah, and there's like a big-ass forest.
And I couldn't get by that, and I was like, I think I'm done.
I don't even know if that one's like one of the main bosses, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what to do to beat him, and he was, like, killing me from, like, across the map, like...
There's really cool bosses near that whole area. There's, like, I don't know if you ran into it, there's a giant wolf, like, gigantic wolf with a sword in its mouth. And then there's, like, this giant butterfly that's, like, all super cool looking.
I think I did run into the butterfly.
Yeah. That one was hard, because you could only kill it when it, like, came down to you, unless you had awesome range shit. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I could sit here and talk Dark Souls all night because it's awesome. But, that's the only one I'm really looking forward to. I hope it's as good as the first two games.
Was Dark Souls the first one or second one?
Second one.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, Demon Soul. Well, like, Dark Souls is the first game in the Dark Souls series, but it's a kind of like a spiritual successor to Demon Souls.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Which was published by Sony. In Japan, they actually own the rights to the Demon Souls name, so. Tony, outside of Titanfall, anything you're, like, really looking forward to?
Oh, yeah. Jeff just left, which is sad. We don't get to talk about Hegemony Conquest of Kol.
And what is this strategy game that you
It's basically, like, a real-time version of Total War.
Okay.
Where you get to control the conquest of Gaul, from like a Roman perspective and like, manage the logistics and like march out your troops and fight battles. And the whole thing happens in real time, but it happens slowly enough where you can like control what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know too much about it because it's a really small studio and they haven't made a whole lot of games. The other game they made was Hegemony. I think it was just called Hegemony, which was like Greek city-states fighting each other, which was really cool. So I'm really looking forward to that. That comes out in February.
So you don't have too far to wait until.
No. There's actually another. There's a huge expansion to Europa Universalis 4 coming out in January. So that's the Conquest of Paradise, which is really cool because the game has always started in, like, with the exploration of America, only this expansion, like, randomizes the continents of, like, North and South America, so everything's in different places, so you don't know where everything is.
Okay.
So you get to, like, experience, like, a true exploration and, like, find out where, like, the Inca and the Aztecs actually are. And, like, everything gets mixed up.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely a game changer in terms of like actually experiencing an entirely new world. Really, really looking forward to that. There's also one unannounced Paradox project which they leaked around Christmas time. It sounds a lot like they're going to do a Europa Universalis Roman era.
Okay.
They've already done one, so this would be their second one. But you know, I'm a huge EU fan, so to go back to that era, my favorite era, and you know, get a new game would be awesome.
That does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. What else am I looking forward to? Dragon Age Inquisition.
So even after kind of like the
it's hard.
Dragon Age 2.
Right. Well, they're going back to the Dragon Age Origins formula.
Okay.
Avoiding the whole action-y stuff and the like the weaker plot, and hopefully like getting back to what that first, because the first game was incredible.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
So to move away from the mistakes they made in 2 and hopefully get like a full-fledged game that is finished when they release it would be nice.
How about The Witcher 3?
Also The Witcher 3. Can't wait for that. Oh god, this is gonna be a great year for games. Cause I think I was the only one of us who was like disappointed with 2013.
You really seemed really down on it overall.
It really lacked in the games that really pull me in. Like the epic RPGs, there weren't that many strategy games. The games I was really excited about were not as good as I had hoped they would be, like Total War Rome 2,
right,
which was, you know, okay, but ultimately disappointing because the other one was one of the best strategy games ever made. SimCity fizzled. Even after the horrific launch, the game wasn't very good. It just was not good. Like, the model was all messed up. The cities were too small to do anything interesting.
You basically had to play a large area by yourself and manage, like, 3 to 5 cities to do what you actually wanted to do in SimCity.
Right.
Which made it, like, nearly impossible to play.
Yeah, just from a logistical standpoint, like, hopping out and hopping back in,
yeah.
Especially with their servers, because you could never trust whether they would like stay there for you. And I don't know about you, but I would like lose connection to my other cities randomly.
Yep.
It just made it really annoying to play. So there was that. There was one game, the Paradox game on the Cold War, which I think is coming this year now, got delayed. It was supposed to be out last August. Yeah. That did not happen.
That was cool.
Just a weak year for strategy games. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot other than EU4 and the expansion to XCOM.
And Total Rome, right? I mean.
Yeah, which I just said was disappointing.
Well, once it got patched, you were kind of into it. But.
Yeah, and there's, they actually, back to the Conquest of Baal, they just released a small expansion
on Conquering Gaul, which I do need to try out, but haven't had a chance to yet. One of these days. One day soon, I will conquer Rome.
Cool.
Again.
Yeah, but 2013 was disappointing. So, but there's a lot in 2014 for me to get excited about. The one thing I really wish there was some sort of Bethesda game.
Yeah, I don't like you mean like a Fallout or a Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, if there was like a Fallout 4 hitting for like the next gen console,
that would
make my year.
Everybody keeps going, "Oh, it'll be like officially announced at E3." I don't think it's coming this year.
No, I don't either. I think it's coming in 2015. Although the location is leaked, which is nice.
Yeah, it's supposedly
Boston.
And like the New England area. Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool though.
Yeah, starting to think about like Cambridge, like all the stuff around Boston. There's a whole lot of stuff there. Really cool idea.
Yeah.
We'll see if that game hits or if they just go back to Elder Scrolls again before they finish that one. Who knows? Who knows where they are?
Well, I mean, the Elder Scrolls Online is coming in like April for PC and June
right.
I mean, that's not a game that I'm really interested in looking at until they drop that $15 monthly fee.
Right. I don't understand why they think that's a good idea. Have they not noticed that that model does not work?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, evidently it's working for, like, Final Fantasy XIV, but that's a completely different type of, that draws in a different type of crowd. So.
Like, if you've already gotten people to accept that, that's fine. Elder Scrolls people are not used to that.
Yeah,
they're like, I spent $60 for this game, and I was able to put 300 hours into it. Now you're telling me I have to keep paying to put that 300 hours in. It's just, people are going to make bad decisions for Bethesda.
I mean, I hope it turns out cool, but I'm also looking forward to, like, that going free to play.
Right. Just sit back and wait for my opportunity.
What else? They're bringing that horror game to market too. Can't remember what the whole name of it is. The Evil Within, yeah.
Oh yeah, that might be good.
The one by the original creator of Resident Evil, who hasn't actually worked on Resident Evil in quite some time, but so that looks like it could be pretty cool. Not your type of game though.
Nope.
Destiny, anybody?
I'm all for Destiny.
I'll probably have one of the consoles by that point, so yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, I'll have a PS4 by March, I bet you.
Damn it, get an Xbox One so you can play with us, you fucker.
Like, I mean, Jeff, I'm not trying to dissuade you, but like, what are you going to get on PS4 when you get it in March? Like, what is out there that you're like that speaks to you that says I should get a PS4 right now?
Nothing. I'm going to get it then because I'll have money to get it, I guess. I don't know. Like,
$100 cheaper.
Not that much for Xbox either, though. Like, the only one I really want is Dead Rising 3 and Titanfall, of course.
Right,
but,
which is in March.
Yeah.
I mean, are you an Infamous fan? Because that's, like, right around then, too. So.
I like the first one, I guess. I don't know.
Like, I've been accused many times of being an Xbox fanboy on this show, but that'll probably be the next time I turn my PS4 on. I have not turned it on. I did not turn it on in the whole of December.
Ooh.
I'll probably get the system, maybe one or two games for it. Like, I don't know. I could see me getting Assassin's Creed 4 just because of how highly people speak of it. But I'll probably get some of the, like, downloadable games, like Resogun and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending upon when you get it, I think the free game for January is Don't Starve, which is a cool, like, little indie game. And who knows what they're going to have in by then you might be able to have Drive Club. I hear that's coming out in February, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting much. I mean, it was the same thing with Wii U. Like, I got that just because I wanted it, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, although at least Wii U had, like, some launch titles that were...
Right, like, when the Wii U launched, it was like, I want Mario, I want Zombie U. Like, there were games that, like, spoke to me. The PS4 spoke to me because, like, I like new tech, but then I played the games that I was disappointed in them, and now it's sitting there glowing orange at me. I mean, I don't know, we'll see. You do what you want with your money, though.
It's just because, dude, it's $100 cheaper. Like, I don't care about the Kinect, you know, I don't know, like...
No, my point is that, like, I mean, I would just wait until there's something you actually want to play. I wouldn't just get it to just get it.
I was just going to get it because, you know, I'll get my tax check and it's like, you know,
that's when he's going to have the money.
Yeah.
Right, which is fair. Like, it's just like, to me, I would not go and buy that system until there's definitely something I wanted to play on it.
Even Xbox One, I'd say it has more right now, but it's like, I want Peggle 2, I want Dead Rising. That's about it. Like, and Titanfall. So, I don't know.
Titanfall.
I could get that for 360 as well.
And Rise.
Titanfall on 360 is not going to be the same game.
Oh, that's right.
No,
yeah.
It's not even.
Yeah, it's not even. It's not even developed by Respawn.
Don't even bother. Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it. I mean, that game might be okay, but it's not going to be what everyone else is playing.
Titanfall looks really fun, though. It does look like fun in the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could, like, fucking wall run and shit.
Fun in a mech.
Yeah.
What else? We talked Witcher. We talked Destiny, which I'm actually really excited for. I think Destiny will be quite a bit of fun. That should be right up your alley too, Don. It's like Borderlands-ish.
Destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah, Destiny looks good. It's on my my top 10 list of next year.
Halo 5. Not announced, but I guess it was announced, right? Like, they kind of announced it with that trailer at E3. That's about it. I'm sure there's other stuff out there. I'd have to look at things.
I don't know. Was Rainbow Six Patriots canceled?
I think they had to restart development completely. So.
Oh, fuck. So that's not going to be next year, is it?
No. I think it's a myth now. There'll be another Rainbow Six game, but it won't be for a while.
Watch Dogs, that was something we kind of, like,
oh God.
We didn't even talk about that. Like, you guys think that's early this year or late?
I believe September was what I heard.
Yeah,
oh wow.
I heard late.
Wow. For some reason I thought it was coming out in like April or something.
That was the hope, I think, was that they were just pushing it back a couple months, but they weren't like, it's not like when they pushed back South Park, where like this game is now coming out here. They were just like, we're, you know, pushing it back to work on it, make sure it's more polished, which you certainly can't argue with, but almost the whole year is crazy.
Yeah, I guess it needed a lot of polish.
Yeah, right. Do they have that much polish?
I don't know. Anybody interested in the Division?
In the what?
The Division.
The Order?
I don't know. I'm interested in getting the Tom Clancy games, but it looks cool.
What's the Division?
It's the Tom Clancy open world-ish multiplayer RPG-ish type game.
Oh, that looks neat.
Where it takes place in, like, New York. I think it's New York. But like, after the, after, like, an apocalypse type event or something. I don't know.
I'm
looks,
probably
looks,
down.
Looks interesting.
Isn't there another apocalypse game, too? That looks cool.
Sure.
Maybe it is the Division.
What about The Order? Anybody interested in that?
I'd have to see more.
Yeah, I think like it did look pretty cool though. What I saw of it.
Yeah.
Uncharted 4.
Wait, what? Uncharted 4?
Yep.
No.
No, not interesting.
No.
No.
Really?
Lost it.
You think so?
Lost it with Naughty Dog. Uncharted 3 didn't like it. What was the last one?
Last of Us
didn't like it. So it's safe to say that, Naughty Dog's not on my radar anymore.
Yeah, I didn't hate Uncharted 3. I just think it was not the great game that some people thought it was.
I hate it.
The Division looks awesome.
Yeah.
I'm watching the trailer right now.
Yeah.
Don, you're set for Final Fantasy 13, 3,627.
I am. I am actually really excited. I love the last one. I love the first one. So, I know I'm in the minority there. That's okay. I'm cool with it. But
you're not a minority, Don. Stop pretending.
I can't wait for that game. This time it actually has Lightning, who is one of my favorite Final Fantasy characters. So.
So weird.
I know. I said one of. She's not my favorite, but one of my favorite.
No, I mean, I'm not against Lightning at all. She was definitely not my problem with Final Fantasy 13. So.
Yeah. And I think one of my problems with 13 was...
Hope.
I didn't mind Hope.
Really?
No, he was a kid. He acted exactly as I anticipated a whiny little kid to act.
Snow?
Snow, I didn't like Snow, yeah.
He was a jackass. So, I could have done without Hope and Snow.
Yeah.
Game would have been a ton better without them, so.
Yeah, Snow I could have done better without, but I hope he's not going to be in this next one.
What about Vanille? Were you a Vanille hater?
I didn't mind Vanille either.
Yeah, I liked her. She was cute.
She's cute.
And Zaz, that was his name. The black dude with the afro. Zaz, right? You didn't like him?
He was okay, I mean.
He's goofy. Yeah. He had a chocobo in his hair.
Yeah, it's kind of weird and uncalled for, but
totally racist. Oh, black dude with an afro. Oh, and he swore stuff in it too, great.
Yeah, I didn't get that. So.
Japanese people. Persona 5, anybody?
No, God, no.
That's a PS3 game too, so.
Sorry.
Tony, you still have your 360 hooked up?
I do.
Yeah, Fable Anniversary?
No.
No?
I played Fable already.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, Fable Anniversary?
Yeah, it's the HD remake of the original Fable.
It's coming out next year?
Oh my God.
February.
Now I'm never buying an Xbox One just because of that.
No, it's 360. That's not Xbox One.
I hate to change the topic, but is this Division game coming out next year for sure?
Supposedly.
This year?
Yeah.
This year, sorry, my bad.
Supposedly.
Nice.
I mean, I hope so, because otherwise Ubisoft is getting into this situation, what they did with Watch Dogs, where they're overexposing the hell out of their games. And by the time they come out, nobody cares. Jeff, you still excited for Watch Dogs?
Yeah, I think it will turn out to be pretty awesome. I hope it's like a first quarter release, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, so...
Come on, dude, it had a hard release date. Like, it was... There's no way it was that far off. I mean, the amount of shit they put behind it... Like, there were posters and shit. Like, it's coming... Like, they got delayed weeks before it was supposed to come out. There's no way they're going to delete it a full year after that. Could they? Could they do that?
The rumor was it was suffering from severe bugs. Like, it was bad.
I don't get how that is either, but... I'm still excited for it regardless. I will pick it up regardless of reviews and stuff. So.
Anything else? Anything else like really jumping out at you? Like, hardware's done, so...
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Like, we can just get back to playing games.
Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Game of the Year.
That was kind of fun. Sweet. Looks awesome.
It honestly feels like there isn't a ton, though. Like, I mean, it's early on. We don't know what's coming. There's going to be shit announced as we go through the year. But, like, right now, I'd probably be happy with Dark Souls 2, and that's it. Like, I don't need...
Really? I don't know. I mean,
there's nothing that really excites me.
I sat down and looked at this little list of all the upcoming games next year, and it's pretty easy for me to make a list of 20 games that I was really looking forward to.
Oh, the Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls,
mm-hmm.
the expansion to Diablo, that I'm very excited for that.
Borderlands 2 on the Vita?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Fuck that.
Anybody excited for Assassin's Creed Liberation HD? No?
No.
No, not really, no. No,
didn't think so. Broken Age?
No.
Final Fantasy X HD Remaster?
Yep.
Yep, I'm in on that.
Yep.
Kingdom Hearts 2.5 HD Remix.
Nope. You're going to buy that one too, aren't you? Don't you buy those games and not like them?
Oh, no, I like the Kingdom Hearts
games.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. For some reason, I thought you did.
They make great coasters. They really do.
They're pretty. I mean, they're Disney. Can't you like that shit? Daylight. Anybody looking into that? No.
That's a Deep Silver.
No, that's the Zombie Studios.
Oh.
Survival horror game. Yeah, but.
Hmm.
Yeah, the Deep Silver one is Dying Light.
Dying Light. That's it.
That one looks kind of cool.
No.
No. EverQuest next.
No.
No. One, Tony. This one's for you.
Okay.
Fantasia Music Evolved.
Oh God, no! Why is that for me? To make me cry?
To Kinect. It's the game that's gonna show you what the Kinect does.
No,
no. I'm probably gonna get that. Homefront 2 is listed here. Anybody in on that? No.
No.
I would be if it actually came out. I mean, not that I would like it, but I would play it.
Let's see what else is here. Mad Max.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not sure. Jeff, Mario Golf World Tour on 3DS.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 As long as it's like the old school RPG one.
Right, the one on Game Boy Advance or whatever. That's what you're talking about.
Game Boy Color,
that was so good, dude.
There was one
on Game Boy Color, but there's also one. The one I'm thinking of is called Mario Golf Advance Tour.
So it was Advance.
It was awesome, dude.
Yeah. And then they made the last one, I think, wasn't very good because it wasn't like that one, you know?
Yeah. They need to make it like an RPG like that. Well, yeah. I mean, they need to make it like a proper golf game. Like Tiger Woods is like that kind of, like a
yes.
kind of an RPG.
I love Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Shadow of Mordor?
What?
No.
That sounds like a Tony game.
I don't like Shadows.
It's a third person action. It's a Lord of the Rings game.
Exactly.
Third person action, though.
Didn't you review that one really bad Middle Earth game or whatever?
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. So
why do you have to bring back scarring memories for me, Don?
Which one was that?
I forgot the name of it.
I did too. What the hell was that game called?
Murdered Soul Suspect? Anybody?
No.
No?
Nah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty cool.
Depends. It depends on the games. I remember seeing a trailer for that. I was like, hmm.
I got one. Mm-hmm. Ace Combat Infinity. Yeah.
Well, you'll definitely have something to put under Don's flying game of the year. let's see. Shadow of the Eternals, Jeff?
That's not still happening.
Yeah, I didn't think.
If it was, hell yeah. It was so weird to like, it's only going to be on Wii U and PC or whatever. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I love the Wii U, but are you fucking retarded or something? Like, I don't know. That guy's an idiot.
Sunset Overdrive, anybody?
Meh.
Yeah, that did not speak to me, and I like Insomniac, but...
Wait, what? Sunset Overdrive, what is that?
It could be good.
It's the Xbox One shooter, like, goofy type shooter. very stylized visually, although probably by the time it comes out, it won't have any style. That's what Insomniac does now, I guess. The Crew, anybody?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Still into that?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know, maybe all three of you for this one. The Sims 4?
No.
Oh, put me in for that.
Yeah.
Is that... Please tell me that's going to be a console release at the same time. Don't make me wait.
I mean, this list I'm looking at right here just has it as Windows and Mac, but that doesn't
mean... Make Jeff wait.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it. Sims 3 on console. It's actually pretty good.
It was great. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Tropico 5?
Oh, yeah. Put me in for that.
That's April, supposedly.
Nice.
I haven't heard anything about that. I'm not sure that that'll be April. They never hit their release dates ever, Calypso.
Wolfenstein?
Yep.
I'll play it, I guess.
Yeah, I'll play it. But
those were the big ones that I saw there on that list.
Drive Club?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's, you get a version of that free, so hard to turn down.
Hotline Miami 2?
I still haven't played Hotline Miami 1.
That's good. Starbound looks good.
I can't get into that game.
Starbound does look good. It's another one of those early access games. Like, I kind of just want to wait till it actually comes out.
Yeah, I was kind of, I almost dropped $15 on it when it came out, but I was like, nah, I'll wait.
Yeah, because, one, it would have really pissed me off. Cause, Amanda, who's been on the show in the past, and Ryan were both playing it, and they both, like, were spending all this time building shit, and then they wiped the servers.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and that's evidently going to continue to happen, so I would not get too invested in that game at this point.
Oh, man, that would wow.
Yeah. Transistor, anybody?
No. What is that?
That game looks awesome, dude. That's one
by Supergiant. Windows as well. But that'll be coming to everything as well. It'll be awesome. At PS4 first, but
that's the guys that did
Bastion.
Yeah, it looks better than Bastion, though.
Oh. Oh, Rogue Legacy on the Vita, man. I'm...
There are games, and a lot of them.
Yeah, there's quite a bit coming next year. I'm excited.
The biggest one, though, is obviously Earth Defense Force 2025.
Oh, put me down for that. Yeah, we get to
is that an Xbox One?
No,
it's Xbox 360 and PS3.
Did we get to chant for the EDF?
EDF. EDF.
Sure. I'm gonna try out Bravely Default. I actually downloaded that to my 3DS, the demo. So I heard good things.
That's a fighting game, RPG. What is that?
That's an RPG on 3DS. So I'm gonna try that. Yeah, I think that's it though. There's probably gonna be other stuff that we haven't heard of yet. So.
Oh yeah.
Lots of fun stuff coming. We're gonna do some weird stuff on the show going forward. I think we have a couple new segments we're going to try out and see how that shit goes. So, and check out the site too for more weird shit. Where
yeah,
that we've written instead of said.
Yeah. I think that's about it though. It's a good start to the year.
Woo!
Wee!
Yeah.
Wee hoo!
No.
Woohoo! I was gonna ask Jeff his thoughts on Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1, but...
Don't spoil anything.
We'll leave that for...
Okay.
For next time.
I was not overwhelmed. I wasn't, like, as down on it as you were. Right? You were, like, fucking... not happy with it.
I still liked it. I didn't hate it. It's weird. Playing as Clementine is weird.
I had no... Like, that's the whole thing in your review. Like, I had none of those issues that you had. Like, I didn't think... her choices were weird. I didn't like, I liked playing as her, but I just felt like now, like, the surprise is gone. Like, when I went in to play The Walking Dead the first time, I didn't know really what to expect. Like, I didn't expect it to be good, even. And so now it's like, all right, you've done this a lot. Like, terrible things are happening to these people all the time. I still think it's better than the show, though. So, I don't know.
You know what? This episode, to me, felt very much like an episode of the show. Like, every once in a while, the show kind of has, actually a lot of times, the show kind of goes like two or three episodes where nothing happens, and then just there's this one episode where everything just kind of like this crazy roller coaster ride, and then it's back to two or three episodes where nothing happens. And this kind of felt like one of those crazy roller coaster ride episodes. But I don't really feel like anything actually happened.
Yeah, like, I already forgot most of it, so.
I had issues playing as Clementine. Like, that, as I said, that could have just been me, though. So.
I mean, I don't know. I don't agree with it just because, like, I get that she's been in that world for a long time now, and she's had to grow up a lot. Kind of like Carl on the show, like. You know, Carl from season one is not the same as Carl from, like, the Carl we know now. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, you're going to have to adapt.
Right, but not, I mean, I don't know. I did not like where, you know, her character is gone. That was not my
thing. She did, it's kind of like, the one thing you pointed out, I did remember that, where you, like, had to go around the house and I forgot what you were trying to get. You're trying to get something.
Right.
And, you know,
people
are
like,
oh, you're fucking
it.
Sneak. It's like, well, you know, she had to do what she had to do, man. It's a tough world out there.
Sure.
Tough for Jeff.
It's always tough.
But that was your excuse for how you handled Lee, too. Like,
yeah.
But I don't, like, she's a 10-year-old girl. Even if you grew up, like, a lot. Like, that, I don't know.
See, I don't remember doing anything that, like, crazy. Oh, yeah, I remember they locked her in a shed. Oh, she was going to get... Is this spoilery to say that? I guess it is kind of like a big part.
Yeah.
She's going to get supplies, stealing them from people. And, but she had to do it.
That wasn't where I had the problem with it. I didn't mind her going to get the shit. It was her interactions with that one character. And you have
to... At the dinner table?
No,
or?
No, it was before that with the girl in the room. But you have to, like, basically tell her something to get what you need. Or she won't give it to you.
I kind of told her because I figured that girl seemed dumb or whatever. Like, in my mind, I could easily manipulate that other girl.
Exactly. But that's not Clementine. Clementine's not a manipulative bitch. But you're not. You're Lee. That's my problem. Anyway, I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can't say anything.
We don't want to get
too much. It's about to see something really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you're... I don't want to know what you were about to say.
I don't know anymore. It's over.
Yeah, and Don is only on episode 4 of season 1, so...
That's... Yeah, right. Why I stopped myself short right there. Alright.
We'll get into it more as the season progresses. I don't know, I was definitely more impressed with episode 1 of The Wolf Among Us, though.
Has that continued at all, or what?
No, the second episode's coming next month. And then the second episode of The Walking Dead after that, and then they're evidently going to alternate.
And they got Game of Thrones coming out.
Not until later. Not until these two are done.
Jeez. So
and Borderlands.
That's retarded. Yes. I don't know.
All right.
It doesn't make sense.
And on that, we'll be back next week.
All right.
Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.